There are other military hearings linked to the Abu Ghraib scandal underway in California at the San Diego Naval Air Station, called Article 32 hearings. They're the military equivalent of civilian grand jury proceedings. Two lieutenants from the Navy SEALs are accused of beating and abusing detainees in Iraq, including one who died at Abu Ghraib. NPR's John McChesney has the story.
The two lieutenants are not charged with the death of the detainee, but it hangs like a dark cloud over the proceedings here. Back in October of 2003, a SEALs platoon captured Manadel al-Jamadi, suspected of blowing up a Red Cross facility and killing 12 people. A picture of al-Jamadi's corpse wrapped in plastic and iced down in a shower stall became known to the world when the Abu Ghraib photos were released. The two lieutenants were the number one and number two in command of the 25-member platoon, who took him down at his apartment. The charges came to light when another SEAL, drummed out of the elite corps for theft of body armor, accused his teammates of abusing their captives. He's been granted immunity by the government. Two other SEALs have corroborated some of the allegations. One testified that al-Jamadi was beaten for 10 minutes in the back of a Humvee at a forward operating base near Baghdad. According to the testimony, Jamadi was handcuffed, hooded, and lying down at the time. The witnesses have testified that he was beaten with fists, knees, and elbows, as well as rifle muzzles. He was also struck at the point of capture as he resisted. The hearings have been conducted under extremely tight security, one of the reasons they're going into their sixth day instead of the originally scheduled 2 days. Only ranks and first initials are used to identify witnesses and defendants. Civilian defense attorneys hired by the lieutenants have objected repeatedly that they cannot conduct a proper defense using the heavily redacted documents they've been given. The CIA is the agency responsible for those redactions. There are frequent references in witness testimony concerning the Other Government Agency, or OGA, a euphemistic acronym for the CIA. The Navy SEALs units were working with the CIA in a special task force whose job it was to capture or kill so-called high-value targets. Most often, classified information is invoked around the issue of detainee treatment. Example: a photo showing a prone detainee with a pumpkin mask on, wearing a blue and white robe. The robe and the soil beneath it are wet at shoulder level. The investigating officer asks about the wetness, and the witness says that information is classified. Example: a special agent for the Army's Criminal Investigation Division, or CID, is asked about the circumstances of al-Jamadi's death at Abu Ghraib. "He died while being interrogated by the CIA," is the answer. "What position was he in when he died?" Again, classification is invoked. Example: the same Army CID says that witness number 10's statements are classified. Why? They deal with the handling and treatment of detainees under the rules of engagement. Yesterday, the defense grilled the principal witness for 4 hours on his reasons for coming forward after he was charged with theft. Today, other witnesses who also say they saw abuse are appearing, and the issue of classified material is sure to come up repeatedly as the testimony progresses. John McChesney, NPR News, San Diego.